Chapter 1, Before Breakfast. "Where's Papa going with that axe?" said Fern to her mother as they were setting the table for breakfast. "Out to the hog house," replied Mrs. Arable. "Some pigs were born last night." "I don't see why he needs an axe," continued Fern, who was only 8. "Well," said her mother, "one of the pigs is a runt."
That's E.B. White reading the startling opening sentences from his 1952 classic, Charlotte's Web. This is one of the most remarkable beginnings in all of children's literature, and it reminds us that this book is about some pretty harsh realities. Indeed, the whole book is about saving Wilbur, the runt pig of the litter, from a quick and sure demise. Not since Jody had to sacrifice his pet deer, Flag, in The Yearling, or Bambi lost his mother to the hunter's bullets, or the little prince kept his appointment with the serpent, has death made such a sudden and unequivocal entrance in a modern children's book, especially an American children's book. In fact, in post-World War II America, with the final arrival of aspects of Freudian psychology on these shores, there was a real concern not to risk traumatizing children. And what could be more traumatizing, the argument ran, than depictions of death? Fairy tales, at least the grimmer ones, came under attack and were sanitized or excluded from the approved reading lists. And then along came White in the early 1950s and forever changed the dynamics of what could or should be written for children about such subjects. Reading this book to a child is one of the indelible experiences of parenting, because the book is perfectly pitched to both an adult's and a child's ears and sensibilities. And when they reach the death that finally occurs at the end of the book, both adults and children invariably dissolve in tears at the same moment. That White can bring parents and children to the point where they can experience that grief together is in itself no small accomplishment for an artist. But White doesn't stop there. He takes us further to see that any death is part of a larger whole, and that even in its aching sadness, there are glimmers of life's joyful promises. The barn will still smell of manure and straw, and a small, bright new spider will drop into it. E.B. White, for whom clarity was a supreme virtue, died of Alzheimer's disease on this day in 1985. And because of this book, that loss, every loss, is somehow a little more bearable.